The enemy's use of the thought screen was different. They realized that it was made easy for the unknown lensmen to discover their agents, but they were forced to use it because of the deadliness of the supposed mind ray. Why hadn't he thought of this sooner and had the whole area blocked off? Too late to cry about it now, though. Assume the idea correct. They certainly knew now that he was a lensman. Probably were morally certain that he was the lensman. His instantaneous change from a drunken Doc Walloper to a cold, sober, deadly-skilled, rough-and-tumble brawler, and the unexplained deaths of half a dozen agents, as well as that of Bollinger himself. This was bad. Very, very bad. A flare-lit tip-off, if ever there was one. Their spy rays would have combed him millimeter by plotted cubic millimeter. They knew exactly where his lens was, as well as he did himself. He had put his tail right into the ringer, wrecked the whole job right at the start. Unless he could get that other headquarters outfit too, and get them before they reported in detail to Boscone. In his room, then, he sat and thought, harder and more intensely than he had ever thought before. No ordinary method of tracing would do. It might be anywhere on the planet, and it certainly would have no connection whatever with the Thionite gang. It would be a small outfit, just a few men, but under smart direction. Their purpose would be to watch the business end of the organization, but not to touch it save in an emergency. All that the two groups would have in common would be recognition signals so that the reserves could take over in case anything happened to Bollinger, as it already had. They had him, Kinnison, cold. What to do? What to do? The lens. That must be the answer. It had to be. The lens. What was it really, anyway? Simply an aggregation of crystalloids. Not really alive. Just a pseudo-life. A sort of reflection of his own life. He wondered. Great clonals, tungsten teeth, could that be it? An idea had struck him. An idea so stupendous in its connotations and ramifications that he gasped, shuddered, and almost went faint at the shock. He started to reach for his lens, then forced himself to relax, and shot a thought to base. Gerond, send me a portable spy ray block quick.
But that would have given everything away. That's why we haven't been using them.
Are you telling me? The lensman demanded. Shoot it along. I'll explain it while it's on the way. He went on to tell the Radilegian everything he thought it well for him to know, concluding, I'm as wide open as an intergalactic space. But nothing but fast and sure moves will do us a bit of good. The block arrived, and as soon as the messenger had departed, Kinnison set it going. He was now the center of a sphere into which no spy ray beam could penetrate.